This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Benji Duke is a renowned quizmaster from Victoria City, and he's bringing his pub quiz event to the Manson's Landing Community Hall on Cortez this Saturday night. Benji has been hosting pub quiz nights for 15 years and is excited to host on Cortez. The night will include fun trivia, music, and riddles, with a dance party after. Benji hosts and DJs the event, adding entertainment and engaging with the crowd. Benji has thrown over 1,000 quiz nights in BC throughout his time hosting. I spoke with Benji about the event and what he loves about being a quizmaster.
How about you introduce yourself?
My name is Benji. I'm a quizmaster, originally from the UK. I've been in Canada now for about 15, 16 years. And quizzing is a big part of my life. I've been doing it pretty consistently for about 15 years now.
So what got you started on hosting events like this?
Back in the day when I first moved to Victoria, I opened up a venue. And actually, it was just a sort of an underground sandwich cafe. And then myself and my business partners, then we turned it into a venue. And then the question is, what do you do in a venue? And having been like a big fan of, quizzes and gameplay and stuff for years, I'd always wanted to do my own quiz night. Maybe I'd done one or two in the UK, but nothing too serious. I thought, you know what? I like surreal humor. I like some sort of weird sort of music. I love sort of soundtrack and stuff. And I love writing questions and getting rooms going. And I'm just going to start a quiz night. And there you go. Every Friday night for about 6 years, I did a show called The Friday Quiz. And it was like a bit of an outrageous mental romp.
That's a great way to describe it. So tell us about the upcoming quiz night on Cortez.
Yes, I'm coming up to Cortez this Saturday night to do a bit of a quiz show and a dance party. So in particular, my one-man show I've been doing for quite a long time, taking around all various locations. And it's just a really fun, engaging game show, type of team game show, where you come down, you bring down a team, you all work together. I live host it, DJ what I'm doing, it has great visuals, and you basically all play together against all of the other teams. It's good, silly fun. It doesn't really matter, and it certainly doesn't mean anything. But there's a good prize at the end of it. It's just a way to get everyone talking, communicating, good positivity, sharing experiences, sharing culture, and just knocking it back and forth and having a good laugh. I think it's really important that people learn just to laugh at themselves and other people, and also celebrate not knowing things as much as you celebrate knowing things, because really it's the same thing. Because at the end of the day, you're going to find out what's wrong and what isn't. So you might as well just chill out and just enjoy it and have a laugh learning.
Totally. So tell us a bit about the format. Is it team-based, or is it just you go in as one person?
No, ideally you have a team of between 2 and 6 people. So you turn up, it's all a handwritten thing for the team to put their answers down. I love keeping it plastic pens and paper. So you come down with your team and you get a table. I present the quiz from the front of the room with a sort of large projector, a screen, a really kick-ass sound system. And then I lay out 8 rounds. So the rounds are very varied. It's more about the style and way of asking questions rather than the actual topic, which is the main differentiator. It's really about exploring shared knowledge and just getting people talking and activating that knowledge that we all have inside of us. We're finding different ways to get in there and kind of wiggle it out, because not everybody necessarily reacts to questioning in the same way. So some people, maybe you know something, but it's the way you ask somebody a question will determine whether or not they know the answer or whether they even think they know the answer. And a lot of the time, we know all kinds of stuff, but it's just about being asked in the right way to tease it out of people. So this is really like the quiz. As I say, there's 8 different rounds. There's some visual rounds. There's some like riddle rounds. I write these riddles called Inky Dinkies, extremely popular. There's audio rounds. There's quite lots of sort of comedy kind of stuff, like good comedy kind of puzzles. And it's just a good old ding dong.
Anything particular inspired you to host it on Cortez?
I love Cortez. I've got really good friends up there. The Wyler family have been good friends for many years. And so I've been coming up there probably every year for maybe the last sort of 10 years or so. And every time I come up, I'm just like, oh, it's so wonderful up here. I just really love it. So I'm trying to wiggle my way in, trying to become... I just enjoy coming. I love the vibes. I like the people. And you know what? I think that Cortez would really enjoy some quiz action, because there's so many smart people on Cortez and out-of-the-box thinkers on Cortez that I think that the quiz is a really good fit.
I think you are so right, and I think people are going to absolutely love it. You said there was a dance party after. Is there a DJ and we'll move the tables aside and then we'll be dancing in the hall there?
Yeah, the DJ's name is me. I also spin a lot of vinyl. I collect like a lot of... Exotica, synthwave stuff, lots of soul. It's going to be a real it's going to be a real treat. There's going to be something for everybody. We've got a nice smoke machine, some good lights, a kick-ass sound system. Yeah, so once the quiz is done, we're just going to move some tables out of the way. We're going to get the lights down, and we're going to turn on all the awesome dance lights and stuff, and we're going to have a massive party.
Great. And I heard there was food, too.
There is food. Thank goodness. Yes, there is. I believe the food is coming from Julie, who I have on good information that she's one of the primo cook chefs on the island. Julie's going to be doing a bit of a sort of a, she's going to be doing sweets and some savories.
Yeah, awesome. Some pub food snacks. That's good. And will there be alcohol for sale at the venue?
Yeah, there will. Yeah, I work with the Victoria Beer Society. And so I've got some really special brews, which are award-winning IPA. I've got a wonderful pale ale from Yellow Dog. Yeah, I've got some really nice beers. I'll have three different beers on draft. And it's going to be really nicely priced as well. So yeah, come on down, have a drink, have a laugh, and have a dance.
Great. Okay, so how much are tickets and where can someone get them?
All right, tickets are $15 each, and they're available at the co-op. They're available at Manson's Landing. Yes, at the Gorge as well.
And when is the event? On what day and what time should we show up?
Yeah, so the event is on Saturday, this Saturday coming, the 12th of November. There are tickets available on the door, as well as at your best retailers on the island. And yeah, your doors are at 7 o'clock. The quiz gets going at 7:30, and we'll be going through to midnight.
Great. It sounds amazingly fun, and thanks for coming all the way up here and throwing this awesome event, and here's to many more.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers, Lewis. I appreciate it.
Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets are $15 and available at all Cortez stores and at the door at Manson's Hall. Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.